Well, new research is giving hope to degraded coral reefs, suggesting that young fish are likely to return to the reef when they hear the sound of a healthy fish. Scientists have taken to using loudspeakers with pre-recorded sounds of lively reefs to lure fish back. Dr. Mark Meakin is Senior Principal Research Scientist with the Australia Institute of Marine Science. He spoke to The Wire's Nahum Gale on why fish react so positively to these sounds.
Fish are pretty bad parents, really. And what they do is they basically spawn their eggs or their larvae out into the open water where they drift around. And they do that because on the reef, there's lots of things that could eat those tiny babies. But of course, of being floating around for a month or so, you need to get back to the reef. And they use sound to do that. So naturally, these little larvae, these young fish, are attracted back to healthy reefs and the noise of healthy reefs. What does a healthy reef sound like? Well, it's pretty interesting. If we could hear, what we would hear would be an amazing cacophony of sounds, screeches, bellows, roars, all overlaid with the sound of what seems like bacon frying in a pan, clicks, gurgles, and lots of harsh noises that basically are made by invertebrates underwater. What does a degraded reef sound like? All those noises disappear, and it's silence because the coral is dead. So what we've done in our experiment is we've recorded the sound of a healthy reef and we've played that out over loudspeakers on top of a degraded reef. And what we've found is that, sure enough, those little fish, those young fish returning from the plankton back to settle into the adult habitats are attracted to that noise. And that's good because many of those small fishes play an integral role in the regeneration of reefs. Things like the little herbivorous fishes, the fishes that eat algae, clear space for corals to grow so corals can re-establish more quickly. So what we may be doing is effectively enhancing the recovery rate of these degraded reefs, and that's really important. Lots of coral reefs around the world now are subject to numerous insults that humans are throwing at them, whether that's pollution, climate change, ocean acidification, and we have lots of reefs that are becoming degraded through time. If we can attract fish populations back to these degraded reefs, we may be able to actually speed up their recovery. And that could help not just the ecosystems themselves, but the millions of people who rely on coral reef ecosystems as a livelihood, as a protein source, as a tourism attraction.
How often are these sounds broadcasted to ensure the fish remain intact with the reef?
So all we've done is we've broadcasted these sounds just over the recruitment period. That is the time of the year when the little fish are coming back to the reef. It doesn't happen all the time. It happens just over the summer and principally around the time of the new moon. So effectively, we don't have to broadcast sound all the time. We just have to broadcast it for this brief window to actually enhance recruitment.
In Jamaica, there has been this action where they farm coral in order to grow more and hence attract more fish. Has there been any development of this kind also in Australia to simultaneously work with the broadcasting of sound?
The idea of sound is a very new one, and so it hasn't been incorporated into any of this rehabilitation actions. But rehabilitation of coral reef environments is a worldwide trend. It's a thing that's being rolled out across pretty much all coral reef systems.
That's Dr. Mark Meakin, he's Senior Principal Research Scientist with the Australia Institute of Marine Science.